Thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the fraud supervisor on the floor today. May I please have your first and last name?
Gail Dunmore.
Thank you. And I have the address 120 Donzetti Place.
Yes.
All right. Let's see if you'll give me 1 second to look over the account details. And it looks like the previous agent canceled the account. That will prevent any further charges. This is
Yeah,
for.
Prima America, this was supposed to be canceled months ago. That's why I just went to my statement. This was
Okay.
supposed to be canceled last year sometime. When it was
Okay.
a month after I had signed up, I decided I didn't want it.
Okay, I'll go back and take a look at the.
I'm looking at December of 21, and that's when it started. I think it was around that time because it's only a $25 charge for December. But this account was supposed to be canceled a long time ago.
Okay, so do you happen to have, and this is for a neck massager, right?
No, I didn't. I didn't order no neck massager. I don't know where that came from, but I'm gonna look in here because I think I have it right here by me when this account was supposed to be closed.
Okay, yeah, and if look for a cancellation number, that would help.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
If I can find that. Because I don't use this card that often.
Okay, all right. Well, what I do see here, the account was canceled today. If you have a cancellation number, I'll definitely go back and look at that,
Okay, hold on. Hold
that
on one
number.
second.
Okay.
January 11th. Let me see. Got canceled. Refund requested. Right, Tara Reed, let me see. Thank you for extending an opportunity. Your refund request has been processed. Receive the credit to your card or by check, depending on the method. Just a call number. Oh, let me open the document. Can't find it.
Okay, was that an email sent?
Yes.
Okay. Do you
On
happen to?
January the 11th, it says refund, it says a refund request. Your refund request has been processed. You receive credit on your credit, debit, or check, depending on your original method of payment. Feel free to call. Has a proven track record helping middle income family, whatever. That's just, and it's
Okay.
signed by Tara Reed. Let me see what else I have in this folder. No, this is just receipt. None of it has any kind of number.
Okay, what's the company name on that email?
Prime America. Prime America. It's PRIMERICA.
Okay. All right. So I don't have a company listed as that. I'm taking a look. It would have been from this email would have been coming from Hot Consumer Deals if it came from this company.
Oh, really? That's what it's called? Because I
Right.
think he canceled it. But how do I get my money back?
Okay, so let me take a look there. I'll be able to help you with this. But if there was an earlier cancellation, I would have definitely, I could have went back to that.
Yeah, well, as I got the email on January 11, 2022.
All right. So do you recall making the request for a neck massager? It was a free welcoming gift.
No.
Okay. And so
I don't own it. So okay. If I didn't remember, that, you know.
Not a problem. All right. So I have the email address QUEENGRD2@yahoo.com.
Correct.
All right. There's the phone number is not required. All right. So we will contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that was used, how the order took place online. Now, is there anyone else in your household that may have made this purchase without your knowledge?
I have two cats, and they don't know how to use the phone.
Okay, that sounds fair. All right, we'll have, well, the account was already canceled. I'll issue a, let me go back. I can issue the.
I'm 74 years old, and like I said, I have one thing that comes out of that account, and I kept wondering why my account keeps going up. And I don't look at this account because I very seldom use it, and I know one thing was coming out, and I was paying more than that. And it was some, you know, when I noticed that, and I said, let me go look. And I looked, and I was like, what's this $56.94 for?
Okay, yeah, and that's the membership fee. All right, so I'll issue the refund for the May 13th charge.
April 11th.
Mm-hmm, April 11th.
I just got as far as March 11th.
Yes.
But it's for February. And you know what the funny thing is about that? Because the letter is date January 11th. So from January 11th to February 11th, it shouldn't have been a payment.
Okay. So I can go back to the March 11th charge.
Uh-huh.
So that'll be three refunds of $56.95.
What about February? It shouldn't have been nothing taken. If the refund request came in on January 11th, I shouldn't have been charged in February.
Right. What I'll do is send the remainder of the account over to the corporate office, and
mm-hmm.
I have notated that you received an email cancellation on the 11th of January.
Mm-hmm.
And
can I forward it to you by email?
Oh, well, that won't be necessary. They'll do an investigation at the corporate office. And if they're able to go back any further, like with the February and January charges, then
mm-hmm.
they'll correspond with you about those refunds. But today I'm issuing the March, April, and May. So you should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right, and the account is canceled. There'll be no further charges. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.